Let us take a look at an example diagnosis and medical history on a patient in order to gain a better understanding of how we should approach each case. The following example is a 51-year-old gentleman with no significant past medical history, presenting with 3 weeks of chest pain, persistent cough, chest pain, worsening dyspnea on light exertion, as well as a 10-pound weight loss in the course of just 8 days. The patient described his breathing as like suffocating, to the point where he is unable to traverse a room without shortness of breath. In addition, the patient has a productive cough, with whitish mucus that is not bloody or bilious, which causes him to cough so hard as to induce vomiting. He has vomited an average of 3 times a day in the past week, and claims he has taken Mucinex, which has exacerbated his symptoms and caused burning in the anterior chest. When lying down, the patient reports no dyspnea, no paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, and no orthopnea. There is no history of CAD risk factors of diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, or HTN. It was also noted that the patient has several rashes on the skin, as well as bruising, turgor, petechiae, but no signs of gynecomastia. Initial diagnostics taken included UA, urine cultures, CA and K levels, cycle enzymes, CBC, LFT, LDH, with an additional EKG also ordered. The patient tested positive for leukocytosis, following a WBC 11.6 with ANC 10.7, but this could easily represent an unrelated infection. Patient also has an elevated LD, ALK-FOS, and LFTs, which could indicate NMS, but this is not certain. Following lab results, his only abnormalities, aside from the leukocytosis, are a BUN of 37 and a GGT level of 263. Following the initial consultation, the patient was admitted and a general med consult was called to investigate the likelihood of potential sepsis or NMS. Initial labs, including CBC, chemistries, and cardiac enzymes were drawn, and dantrolene was ordered stat. Vitals were recorded as RR19, HR129, T40.3 and BP165 over 84. Within 30 minutes, vitals were shown to have dropped to RR17, HR113, T38.3 and BP116 over 60. Patient was released from care 2 days later with a diagnosis of suspected NMS, but asked to return for regular monthly checkups for the next 6 months at least, for continued surveillance.